From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a bomb attack in Iraq. Iraqi officials say a truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated at a market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The United States says it has begun flying bombing missions from a Turkish airbase to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from the Incirlik airbase in southern Turkey. A recent surge in refugees entering the Greek islands has put Turkey's role in the migration issue under scrutiny. Dorian Jones has more.
Thousands of refugees have landed on Greek islands over the last week, and nearly all of them are believed to have crossed the narrow Aegean Sea from nearby Turkey. The surge has put the spotlight on Turkish efforts to stem the migration. In the last few days, Turkish security forces have taken steps to stop refugees from trying to enter Greece, setting up checkpoints at the entrance to Izmir, Turkey's largest city on the Aegean coast. But with Turkey hosting some 2 million Syrian refugees at a cost of around $6 billion, Ankara is voicing frustration that the European Union is not doing enough to share the responsibility. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Nigeria's president has ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in four new military chiefs. The president replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and his chief of defense staff as soon as he took office May 29th. This is VOA News. The death toll from a series of explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in China Wednesday rose to 50. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured and that 71 of them are in serious condition. China devalued its currency for a third consecutive day. The central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point about 1% lower than the previous day. The currency has lost more than 3% of its value since the first change on Tuesday. Central bank officials on Thursday attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan was now close to market level. The head of the World Health Organization said Thursday that Ebola in West Africa could be soundly defeated by the end of this year. Margaret Bashir reports.
Dr. Margaret Chan told the UN Security Council that current surveillance and response capacities have greatly improved, and health workers have a better picture of how the disease spreads. Speaking via a video link from Hong Kong, she said the three most affected West African countries have made huge progress. New cases in Liberia have stopped, and in Guinea and Sierra Leone, a total of only 3 cases have been reported during each of the past 2 weeks. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Myanmar's President Thein Sein carried out a purge of the leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday. The major political shakeup comes ahead of national elections scheduled for November. The party released a statement saying that Union Solidarity and Development Party Chairman Shui Man was removed from that post because his duties as both a party leader and a parliamentary speaker were too much of a burden. The Greek government defended a new economic bailout program Thursday to members of the country's parliament. The move comes just ahead of a parliamentary vote on the $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. A senior State Department official told reporters in Washington on Thursday that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over an increase in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. He said Kerry urged Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to implement a ceasefire agreement reached earlier this year in Belarus. The U.S. flag will be raised Friday in Cuba. For the first time since 1961, the United States has diplomatic relations with Cuba, and Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. Officials in Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level meetings Thursday, attempting to ease tensions between the two countries. The meeting follows a series of terrorist attacks in Kabul that have killed scores of people. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.